From WGCU News, I'm John Davis. This past state legislative session, Florida beaches got the most funding for renourishment than they have in more than a decade, $50 million. WGCU's Jessica Mazzaros reports vested interests are just waiting on the governor to sign or veto the state budget.
The Florida Shore and Beach Preservation Association makes the case for beach renourishment dollars in Tallahassee every session. Its president, Deborah Flack, says there are a couple reasons why beaches got as much funding as they did this year. For one, storm damage costs won't eat up any of the beach money because state lawmakers made a separate budget for Hurricane Matthew repairs, about $13 million. And two, Flack says this year more interest groups came together to push for beach funds.
Like the realtors and Florida Association of Counties and that type of thing. We got more visible support from various sources rather than just our local coastal governments. I think that helped.
She says in the last decade, the miles of critically eroded beach has increased from 317 miles to 410 miles, not even counting the damage from Hurricane Matthew. Flack says this amount of cash will significantly reduce the backlog of beach erosion projects across the state. And she says this $30 to $50 million in funding is supposed to recur in Florida's budget going forward. Jessica Mazzaros, WGCU News.